Well, first of all, a few words of thanks. Certainly, thanks to Father Todd Koenigsnecht. Okay, who can spell his name, his last name? Oh, see, you're cheating. K-13 is cheating. All right. Anyway, thanks for hosting us today. We really do appreciate it. Thanks, Father Dave Riemschneider, for being present. Deacon John Amthor, thanks very much for being present as a deacon. Thank you to our choir, our servers. And I presume this is the grade school choir. Is that correct? Okay. How often do you guys sing? Every day? Every Friday? Today's not Friday. So you're not really singing today, in other words. Is that correct? You're confused, and I can understand that. I like to get people confused. It's part of my charism as an oldest child. Okay, who's the oldest one here? Anyone over 90 present? How old are you? Anyone older than 92? How old? 94. Anyone older than 94? Shoot. I always like it to be a woman because I always give them a kiss. I'll give you a hug instead. How's that? Congratulations. Okay. All right. Now, I know you all love that gospel today, especially the wives. But remember how it starts. Not the gospel, the first reading from Paul. Remember how it starts. It says, be subordinate to one another. Be subordinate to one another. And the example that Paul gives in this letter to the Ephesians is be just like Christ. Now, none of us are capable of doing this. We're all sinners. Every single one of us is a sinner. We're never going to be like Christ. But we try to be like Christ. And so Paul points out in this letter to the Ephesians how important it is that we understand our love is to be sacrificial. It is always thinking of the other, not ourselves. All those images that he paints in that reading there about subordination means that we are subordinate to one another because we love one another. And it is a flowing from love. If there's anything other than love in those actions, then it's not of Christ at all. At all. In our gospel today, Jesus presents two parables talking about the seed that's sown and the yeast that's implanted in the dough. That's all we can do. We are weak, weak sinners, but we can plant seeds. We can put a little yeast in, and then God gives the increase. God makes it all work, and we open ourselves to letting God do that. That is also true in our relationships with one another, especially in the relationship of marriage. We do our best, knowing we're never going to be perfect at this, but we do the little bit that we can do, and we ask God, please, God, you make the increase. You do in me what needs to be done. You do in our marriage what needs to be done. You do in our families what needs to be done. Now, most of us are old. I'm old. Deacon John, are you old yet? How old are you?
67.
Oh, you're not old yet. Got to be over 70. Got to be over 70. I'm over 70. We're old, but our work's not done. We are still called to plant seeds, to put a little yeast in the dough, to do what we can in love, just as Jesus loved. We're all called to do this. Now, I know some of you are members of the parish here. I hope, it occurred to me when I'm thinking, seeing all these young people over here in the school, I hope you're doing your bit to make sure your grandkids are trying to get a Catholic education. Please do that. We old people have to take care of the younger ones. It's our job. Too often they end up taking care of us, and that's a good thing, it's a blessing. But historically, it's the older ones supposed to take care of the younger ones and get them ready. So plant some seeds, plant some yeast, and be like Jesus Christ. God will give the increase. God bless you all.